Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build something that feels very old school, very jungle, and very DNB, a bassline riser with warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not your usual cinematic noise sweep. We're keeping the bass DNA alive. The idea is that the bassline itself starts pulling upward, mutating under pressure, getting a little warped, a little dusty, a little dangerous, right before the drop or the next section lands. That's the vibe. First thing, choose a bass source that can survive pitch movement. On a MIDI track, load something like Operator, Wavetable, or Analog. Operator is a great starting point because it's simple and solid. Build a bass patch from a sine or triangle foundation, then add a second oscillator slightly to tune so there's a bit of motion. Keep the sub clean and centered. If you want a stabby feel, use a shorter amp envelope. If you want more of a rolling phrase, let the sustain breathe a little more. A good starting point in Operator would be the sine on oscillator A, another sine on oscillator B tuned just a few cents off, and a low-pass filter if you want to darken it. Don't overcomplicate this at the start. The power of this technique comes from what happens to a simple bass phrase when you start pushing it upward and adding character. Next, write a short bass motif, not a long drone. That's important. In jungle and old-school DNB, short phrases often hit harder than endless held notes. Try a two-note or four-note idea in a minor key, something like root to minor third, or root to fifth, or root to octave. You want a phrase that feels musical and rhythmic, because then the pitch rise feels like the bass line is evolving, not just sliding around for no reason. A really useful approach is to write the phrase across two bars and then duplicate it, moving each repeat slightly higher. You can do this by stepping the MIDI notes up semitone by semitone, or by a whole tone if you want more tension. A small rise can be enough if you want subtle pressure. If you want a more obvious pre-drop lift, go for a bigger range, maybe 7 to 12 semitones across the phrase. Just make sure it still sounds like the same bass identity all the way through. Here's a little teacher tip. Before you add more effects, listen to the note envelope. If the bass rise feels weak, the problem is often the decay or release, not the sound design. A slightly longer decay or a tiny bit more release can make the line feel like it's being pulled forward instead of just clicking in and out. That small detail matters a lot in DNB. Now let's add the warm grit. Put saturator after the instrument. Start with analog clip or soft clip, and add maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Keep an eye on the output so you're comparing fairly. You want the bass to feel hotter, not just louder. If you want a bit more weight and dirt, drum bus is a great follow-up. A little drive goes a long way. Keep boom very subtle or even off if it starts to cloud the low end. If you want a more tape-worn texture, a touch of redux can help, but be careful. We're not trying to wreck the bass. Just a little grain, a little smear, a little instability. Think warm transport wear, not digital destruction. The point is to make the phrase feel like it's under pressure. After that, shape the rise with auto filter. This is one of the biggest moves in the whole process. Start the filter dark, somewhere low, and automate the cutoff upward over the phrase. You can open it just a little for a darker roller's vibe, or open it much further if you want a more aggressive lift. Add a bit of resonance if you want emphasis, but don't overdo it. Too much resonance can turn into a whistle instead of tension. A really nice old-school trick is to use stepped pitch movement rather than a perfect glide. Instead of one smooth rap, try a semitone jump, then a short hold, then another jump. That feels more musical and characterful, especially for jungle. It sounds like the bass is climbing in stages, like it's fighting its way upward. Now let's keep the low end under control. Use utility and EQ8 to make sure the bass stays club safe. The sub should stay mono. If you're widening anything, widen only the mid-range layer, not the fundamentals. If the sound gets muddy, high-pass the non-sub layers around 80 to 120 Hz. If the mids get boxy, cut some 200 to 400 Hz, and if saturation makes it harsh, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone. This is a big one. Keep the bass line moving, but don't let it stop sounding like bass. If the pitch rise gets too extreme, it can stop reading as a transition and start sounding like a completely different instrument. So keep a clear center of gravity. Even when it brightens up, the listener should still feel the same bass character evolving. To make it feel more tape-like, add a little instability. You can automate fine-tune by a few cents over the phrase, or use very subtle autopan on the mid layer, or even tiny volume dips and rises. We're talking small moves here, maybe 1 to 2 dB, maybe 5 to 15 cents of drift, just enough to make the rise feel alive and slightly imperfect. That slight wobble is part of what gives jungle and old-school DNB its character. Another really important part of this style is the relationship with the drums. Don't let the bass riser float in isolation. Add a chopped break, a ghost snare, a tiny kick fill, or a reversed slice underneath it. That makes the transition feel rooted in the groove. For example, let the bass phrase start over a sparse break, then bring in a snare pickup or a ghost hit in the last bar. The interplay between bass and drums is what makes it feel like DNB instead of a generic EDM transition. If you want to go further, resample the riser once it sounds good. This is a great workflow in Ableton. Record it to a new audio track, then treat the audio like a performance object. You can reverse the tail for a rewind effect, warp it lightly if needed, or slice it and pull the best hit into another part of the arrangement. Often the audio version has a more finished, more vibey feel than the MIDI version. And that brings us to arrangement. In DNB, phrasing matters a lot. A pitched bass riser usually works best in the last two bars, before a drop, or the final bar of an 8-bar build, or as a transition into a switch-up. Keep it short enough to maintain tension. If it goes on too long, the ear adapts and the energy disappears. A tight 2-bar or 4-bar rise is often all you need. Here's a classic arrangement move you can try. Start with a minimal intro, bring in the bass motif, then in the last two bars thin out the drums, open the filter, step the pitch upward, and maybe hit the final note with a little extra level or a touch of delay. Then slam into the drop with the sub restored and the full break back in. That contrast is what makes the release feel huge. For a darker or heavier version, try layering a clean sub riser with a gritty mid riser. That way the sub stays solid, while the top layer carries the dirt and movement. You can even duplicate the MIDI up an octave and keep that layer very low in the mix for extra lift at the end. And if the result feels too clean, remember, a little level automation before more saturation can often create urgency without changing the tone. Let me give you a quick challenge mindset here. Make 3 versions of the same idea in the same key. One subtle roller version with small pitch movement and dark filtering. One dusty jungle version with more obvious steps, break support, and a slightly unstable feel. And one harder rave version with a brighter filter opening and a more urgent rise. Then resample all 3 and see which one actually earns its place before the drop. The big takeaway is this. Build the riser from a real bassline phrase, not just a noise effect. Use pitch movement, saturation, filtering, and tiny instability to make it feel like warm tape pressure. Keep the sub mono, keep the mid-range animated, and tie it to the drums so it belongs in the groove. If you get that balance right, the bassline won't just rise. It'll feel like it's mutating under heat, and when the drop lands, the release will hit so much harder.